Malachi Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, continuing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stern talking to the Kohanim, who are letting everyone down. They are the leaders of the people, they are the teachers of the people, but they themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, are not living up to their mission and to their position. And now, to you, is this commandment. This commandment is upon you, Kohanim. You have to not bring, as you were in the previous parak, all these inferior animals on the Mizbeach. Don't bring your cheap stuff. Do the real thing. You're only allowed to do the proper Karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to really show what the meaning of it is. Not only that, the Rambam Mishnah Torah mentions that if the Kohen does something inappropriate while he's bringing the carbon, he's actually worse in a way than the person who owns the animal, because he is not just transgressing one losase, it's three, as detailed by the Rambam. So you're doing a worse thing. If you're the shliach, if you're the facilitator of somebody to do something that dishonors HaKadosh Baruch Hu and, as we said before, his table. Bezim lo sishma uvim lo sasimu alev. If you do not listen, and if you do not take it to your heart, loseis kavod lishmi, to honor my name, which is your job, Amar Hashem Tzavakos, v'shilachti v'achem es ha-me'era. And that's a phrase directly out of the Tochacha. I will send the curse among you. When they're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them special brachos. But if you don't heed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments and Musar to stop bringing inferior karbonos in that Beis HaMikdash, then a curse will replace the blessing that you've been enjoying. V'arosi asbir choseichem. I will curse your blessings. That's the connection, the Radak says. V'gam orosiha ki einachem sasim al lev. In fact, I've already cursed it because you're not taking it to heart. So what is this curse on the brachos? So a number of the different commentators bring down the idea of the Birchas Kohanim and the fact that many of the things being brought down here in Perek Aleph and Beis are directly contradictory to the Birchas Kohanim. One of the most obvious, it says, V'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael. It says in the Birchas Kohanim, in Naso, where we see those couple of psukim, it says, "Samu Hashemi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avarchem." They will link my name with the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Well, we've had the word Shemi about Kohanim who are scorning Shemi back in Pasuk Vav, Perek Aleph, and how Shemino Rav Agoyim, my name is honored by the Goyim, but not among you. And now, Loseis kavod lishmi. So it's a throwback, it's a callback, it's a shout out to the Birchas Kohanim. And there are similar ones to other aspects of Birchas Kohanim that will come and go. For example, Yo'er Hashem Panav Eilecha Vichuneka, the Panim are being turned away from. We had in Perek Aleph, in Tess, in Yud, the idea that you are v'lo sa'iru mizbechi chinam, we said in Perek Aleph. And here, v'chuneka, there's sort of a connection there. Chalalu na p'nei kel v'chanenu, we said in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes. And now, yara Hashem panav eilecha. And then finally, the brachos, v'chuneka, the brachos are going to be turned into klalos. So this is less of a direct one than the idea of Shemi, but there's connections here to what the Kohanim are abandoning their role and their responsibility. Hineni goer lochem es hazera, says Pasuk Gimel. I rebuke, I give mustard to the seed, that it should not grow. The seeds, the zera, the agricultural life of the nation that keeps everybody alive. V'zeirisi feresh al p'neichem. And I will make your faces filthy. I will scatter dung upon your faces, which is a disgusting image to us as it was to them. Perish chagechem, the dung of your sacrifices, your chagim, the cheap, sleazy sacrifices that you are bringing. It's going to be reflected on your face. It's going to be thrown in your face. It's a disgusting image, but it's a disgusting image for a disgusting action on the part of the Jews and the Kohanim. Benasa eschem elav. It will take you to itself. So, like we have the image by Sukkos, where when it rains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the cup given by the Eved and throwing it back in his face and saying, I don't want to drink this, I won't drink this, I won't accept this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rejecting the Mincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rejecting the people and their attitude. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rejecting the fact that people are gluttons making their own pleasure and money and skimping on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dalad vidatem kishi lachti aleichem. By the way, my shul is very happy to hear this. They're doing a fundraiser this week for the annual shul dinner, and I've been feeling very, very guilty. I wasn't going to reserve. I was going to, you know, I gave enough money. But I'm learning all these psukim in Zechariah and Malachi about skimping on HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I'm fattening up myself. Baruch Hashem, I got the chance to make a wedding not that long ago, and for the amount of money I spent on the wedding, I should at least give some tzedakah. No, so I've been feeling guilty. The shul is going to benefit from this. So learn nach. If you are a fundraiser. And you will know that I have sent you this commandment. To be careful of my name, to be careful of my honor. Lios Prisias Levi Omar Hashem Tzavakos. So that my covenant will be with Levi. I made a covenant with Shevet Levi. And you need to honor that. And hey, Brisi Hoysa Ito, Achayim Vahashalom. My bris, my covenant was with Levi. With the Kohen Gadol, with Aaron, with Pinchas. And for what? For life? For peace? Es brisi shalom, it says by Parshas Pinchas. To him, ulazar al-acharov, and to all of his descendants. A bris of chayim and shalom shouldn't be taken for granted. That's a tremendous covenant to make. Voyet neim lo mo rav, ayiraini. And I gave them to him with fear, and he feared me. He had to accept them with some degree of fear, meaning yiras Hashem. I gave him direct commandments, chukim, all the things Kohanim have to do. And he did, umenei shemini chasu. And because of my name, he was overawed. He had tremendous awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a manner of speaking, he was broken before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And broken in this case could mean he broke down his ego. It could mean he broke down his sense of self-worth. But not in a negative way, but in a positive way. You fear nobody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't get egotistical. You don't put yourself up on a throne, which is a real problem for Kohanim during the time of the Chashmonaim. They literally put themselves up on a throne. Better that you should tremble before God, and that you should always realize your place and your own limitations.